weeping. That's when my caddy lost sight of it. That little white pellet has never been found to this day.
Yep, Bing Crosby loved golf so much he recorded a song called Straight Down the Middle.
Who knew? Gary D did.
When you have a dad who loves big band music, it just pops up.
You know? We were talking about water savings and y'all's effort to cut down and reduce and get down from a third from where you were. And where I was trying to get to that is there's no one thing that's going to solve all the problems, but all these little things that we do, we can do incrementally and add up, start to make the difference.
And, you know, it's really this time of year when we can save the most, believe it or not, because this is when people overwater their landscaping. They either just don't change their schedule from what they were doing in the summer. You know, you'd be surprised how many people don't even know where their irrigation controller is, let alone know how to open it. And once they got it open, know how to
what
even
to do
work
with it.
a lot of people don't know where their, you know, vacuum breaker is, where they can shut their irrigation off if they have a leak or a problem. And so, yeah, just turning things off when it rains for a week or two. All those little things, you know, fixing a leaky faucet if you got a toilet that's continuing to run. There's a million things that we can do, and they all add up. but trying to tell somebody how to save water in the middle of July on their landscape is pretty darn hard, because you probably couldn't give it enough water to keep it looking the way you want to look at it. Right now, though, it's just you almost don't need to water at all in some winters, like this winter so far. Other than a little bit of lawn watering here and there, probably haven't had to water a darn thing. So take advantage of that.
As I mentioned, I didn't get our winter lawn in, and the only thing else we have to water are trees. I haven't turned on a single control valve for the trees.
Oh, absolutely.
And right. At least 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, planting this time of year. So planting in the fall and early winter, when it doesn't take as much water to water the plants in and keep them, getting them established as you do as you get into spring. And even when it's beautiful weather, 75, 80 degrees, you're having to water a lot to get that plant established. I've never figured out why people don't want to plant more right after the holidays. Or January is probably the slowest month in the nursery business of the year, even slower than the heat dead of summer. There's a number of reasons for that. Obviously, holidays, people have spent all their money, you know. But what a great way to get out and work off some of that pumpkin pie and too much food we've eaten for 2 months. And it's 60 degrees. I'd rather dig holes at 60 or 65 mm-hmm. degrees than at 85 or 90 degrees. It takes a lot less water to get it established. It gets established before the extreme heat of the summer. All of those are great reasons to do it. There's so many cool plants, and I'm segueing in here to roses, which we were going to talk about. But all the new bare root fruit trees or dormant fruit tree varieties and shade tree varieties, and then roses are, you know, nurseries are just full of all these brand new roses and rose varieties, and it's a fun time of year to go in the nursery. Plus, they're not busy, so you get great service when you go in this time of year too.
I've got a red push pistache I want to get in the ground this weekend. It's been sitting on the side of the house. Well, I don't know. It's been there a while. In a container pot and just water it by hand. But on the west side of our arena, I've got three of them there right now, and I want to put another six. So in the summertime, we've got this nice shade grove mm-hmm. that you can tie the horses up underneath and get shade at the when you're riding in the summer weather. You know, you still got to keep your horses exercised and yep. in health, but it also they're deciduous, so they drop all their leaves, and you've got sun in the wintertime. Man, what a cool tree! Just yeah,
it's kind of taking the valley by storm. You know, it's tough. It doesn't need a lot of water. It's kind of the perfect tree. Yeah, it really is. It's we haven't found much wrong with it yet. So. Gives you a little fall color, makes it feel like fall.
Yeah. They call it the red push because all the new growth is red, and then the interior of the tree, the older growth, is green. So it's mm-hmm. A really just A very neat,
very handsome plant. Maybe a little slower growing than most people would like, but it's not that bad. And in fact, a lot of times the trees that grow a little bit slower are better, stronger trees than the real fast-growing things like mesquites and palovertes that end up breaking and falling over anyway.
And if you're trying to shape it for a function, that can be a little easier.
Right.
The mulberry that we have, you know, I have to whack that thing just to keep it from getting too out of...
Turn around and it's twice as big as it was a week ago. Yeah, so that's it's a great tree. Great time to plant them. And as we mentioned, the rose deal, all the new varieties that come out every year, plus the old... but the stock of those, and this is just a great time to get them in the ground.
And we'll cover that. We've got the Mesa East Valley Rose Society event coming up, big annual event. The Mesa Community College has over 10,000 roses on campus that they, the society.
Yeah, if you think you can't grow roses here, just drive over to Mesa Community College. Or if you live in the West Valley, just drive out by Litchfield or Luke Air Force Base and drive around, and that's where a big percentage of the roses that are sold in nurseries are grown right here in the valley.
And with the 303 and the Northern Avenue Parkway, you can get that elevation and see those lots, and you really get
very pretty at certain times of the year. Yeah.
If you've got a landscape or garden question, you can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348.